Application for Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Dancer, D-A-N-C-E-R, July 25, 53. Address as a letter, Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, 466. Dear Dr. Ernest, follow up for Mr. Dancer, who has progressive advanced renal failure, underlying diabetes, hypertension, last visit in July, no hospital visits, retaining fluid from 165 up to 176, trying to do salt fluid restrictions according to family member, denies vomiting dysphagia, soft stools but no diarrhea bleeding, stable dyspnea, no oxygen, diagnosed with a sleep apnea, to do titration soon, and then starting machines every night. Denies spirulina arterial hemoptysis, has nocturia 3-4 times, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness of blood. Denies chest pain, palpitation, syncope. No localized pain or rashes. Review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. On Lasix, lisinopril, diltiazem, Norvasc. Blood pressure 152/66. No localized valguses, no consolidation pleural effusion, there is bilateral JVD. No gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, some dullness, distended abdomen, question ascites, no rebound guardian tenderness, 2+ edema below the knees, bilateral, no cellulitis, ulcers, hard of hearing, but no gross focal deficits. Next paragraph, creatinine progressively rising, 2018 between 1.5, 1.7, June this year, 2.1, September, 3.3, present GFR 19, which is a stage 4, a normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis down to 20 with a high chloride 110, low albumin from proteinuria, praline, nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium low normal, phosphorus not elevated, PTH high 263, anemia 8.8, normal white blood cell platelets, immunofixation, no monoclonal protein, reticulocytes in the low side at 70,000. Protein creatinine ratio high at 4.5, suggestive nephrotic range proteinuria, normal size kidneys, no obstruction, testing for renal artery stenosis, non-diagnostic as they couldn't visualize the arteries, technically was difficult. There has been no reported severe urinary retention. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, presently stage 4, under background of diabetes, hypertension. This very well could be diabetic nephropathy with nephrotic range proteinuria and syndrome. There has been minor increase of both kappa and lambda probably from renal failure, nothing to suggest overt plasma cell disorder and multiple myeloma. We will do some extra serologies. Discuss the meaning of advanced renal failure and he's facing potential dialysis. He will go to the pre-dialysis classes, needs an AV fistula, blood test to be done every 2 weeks. I'm going to stop lisinopril despite the proteinuria, which the kidney changes are rapid. Clinical evidence suggesting right-sided heart failure, an echocardiogram to be requested. We will do a 24-hour urine collection. There is a difference between blood pressure here in the office and at home. We will check blood pressure machine. Come back in a month, end of dictation.